So there I was at dinner with Kristen, and I remember I declared to her that I just want to give my life to something that really matters. I don't care if I crash on the rocks trying to find it. I could see by the look in her eyes, she's like, I'm not sure about dating this guy. I don't know what he's going to end up doing. And sure enough, 6 months later, I was in Bolivia as a lay missionary. And I bring this up because I wanted to share with you my vocation story this morning as part of this Called by Name campaign that the Archdiocese is having. Our readings today speak about, in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, how the apostles went and they appointed elders for them in each church. And that the word elder, presbyteros, is what it is in Greek. And really, it's presbyters, these ones who would follow after the apostles. And I think, you know, how amazing, as I declared, I wanted to find something that really matters, that in God's great mercy and his graciousness, that I would be called into that great work of the apostles, appointing presbyters for the church. It's not something to think about in terms of my worthiness in any way, but how good and gracious God is that he does that he dares to call people into this. My vocation story really matches so much with my story of conversion as well. I wasn't a kid who played priest or something like that. I was busy riding my bike or getting into trouble or in the woods playing soldier or something like that. It came much later as I came to know the Lord. And that started really in a deeper way in college. I had rejected confirmation in high school. Said, I don't believe any of this stuff. I'm sure not going to get confirmed in it. You know, and my mom, I think, started a kind of a perpetual novena to Our Lady of the Snows at that point. And, well, you can see who won that one. So, but sometimes these graces are slow in unfolding because they're following God's timing and wisdom and not our own. So fast forward into college. And when I was in college, And I know I've shared different elements of this, you know, throughout my preaching here at Light of the World, but I kind of bring it all together. In college, I studied engineering, and at Marquette, even the engineering majors had to do a total of three classes of philosophy and theology. And so I decided to do two classes of philosophy, and to minimize my waste of time, only have to do one class of theology. So again, the Lord has a great sense of humor. So there I was in college, and I think my vocation story begins in that conversion in that class. It was a wonderful class that I think first opened my mind to, again, the possibility of God and that he could have both this great transcendence, you know, but also this intense personal care for us and the reality of Jesus Christ and what the scriptures really are. And it was a great kind of mind-opening reality that I needed to have, someone who kind of leads with the mind. But then taking that one class taught by a priest, Father Raymond Goronsky, I was then blessed at the end of my time in college to have a deep conversion moment where the Lord really kind of spoke into my heart saying, Matthew, you have no idea how much I love you. Calling me out of, at that time, maybe a sad self-focus and back into a deeper life, deeper reality of encounter with him and with his love. And that started to change everything. And so when I graduated a few short weeks later, I went to New York State to work as an engineer. And the first weekend, I went into a Catholic church there and went up to Father Patrick Butler and said, you know, Father, after Mass, I want to get confirmed. You know, and he's like, wow, that's great. Just kind of fell into our lap. That's pretty cool. But God had been doing that heavy lifting, as I know he's been doing in our new catechumens' lives as well. And I started the RCA program. I went through that, as was known, the program that you'll all be going through as well. And it was a beautiful time of getting to know the Lord more deeply and receiving that sacrament of confirmation was such a strengthening moment. I think that was the tectonic shift in grace where the thought of the priesthood could begin. There are great priests that I met. another priest, Father Patrick Winslow, what was a great and an inspiring young priest at Blessed Sacrament Parish, where I ended up. And also in that time, I had some great friends who were Catholics with me, co-workers, people who are just beginning their career. One of my fellow engineers, John Vogel, became my confirmation sponsor. Another, Carl Greco, as I say, he has a tape series for any faith question you might have. He just has this endless library. This is the 90s, so still tapes. He didn't send me a hyperlink or something. But God was working through all those people. And then finally, it became a more direct question. When in the bulletin at one point, there was a notice, could it be me? And it was an invitation for men to come to just a little Saturday retreat thinking about a vocation to the priesthood. And so I decided to go, kind of against all previous odds, like, maybe I'll go check that out. You know, I'm kind of wondering, what is this great thing that I should be doing in life? What the thing that really matters? I'll check that out. But I'm not telling anybody this. So it was super top secret. Only the vocation director, Father John Walsh, knew about it because I actually had to sign up, but nobody else. And so I went to that day, and it was a good experience. Not big fireworks or anything like that, but a good maybe start to ponder this. And 2 days later, I was on the phone with my parents, kind of doing the weekly call. And at that time, my dad was still Lutheran, but thinking about becoming Catholic. And as I was talking about the Catholic faith with him, kind of out of nowhere, and he had no idea what I'd been up to, my dad just goes, "Wow, Matt, you seem so enthusiastic about, you know, the Catholic faith. Have you ever thought of being a priest?" I was like, "Oh, whoa." Yeah, it was one of those awesome Holy Spirit moments, the kind of convergence of things where you can just feel God's hand at work and moving. And so I fessed up that I had gone to this vocation workshop just a few days prior. But it was very powerful to hear that from my own father, you know, and to have that proposed directly to me, the possibility of the priesthood. But I wasn't ready just to go to seminary. I wasn't sure what to do exactly, and so I needed to kind of open up space for God to do work, to really take more steps of faith, you know, to be open then to what he might call me to. So I decided to leave my GE work and that engineering career, and I volunteered overseas in Bolivia. I went with the Salesians. They have a lay missionary program in Bolivia where kind of young Americans can go help them in their different apostolates. And so I just wanted to kind of give God a blank check. Okay, Lord, I'm going to step away from my work, from my friends and family, my culture, my language, comfort. Let's see what you do. And he did so much. It was so beautiful. And him encouraging me to take that step of faith, how much he blessed that year. It was so great. I left General Electric in good terms. Like, so there was peace about that. And the future, well, that was to be determined. All I had to do was just live in the present. Be open to how God was at work in that time. And I discovered a great joy of life in the church, in service in the church, being involved in those things and being committed to a people and having that kind of care for them. And I met Jesus in powerful ways during that year in prayer, in encounters with other people. And also, I think one thing that really kind of sealed it for me was towards that end of that year, I almost died. I was in a bus traveling up in the mountains, the Andes Mountains, and the bus driver at 2 a.m. fell asleep at the wheel, and the bus tumbled off the mountain down a ravine. And of everybody in the bus, I was one of four people that could even walk after the accident. And I know I've preached about that in the past. But the upshot from that experience was realizing how life is a gift. Life is something that has been given to me, and I don't have absolute control over it. I didn't bring myself into being, but it's something good that God has given me. How can I make a return back to the Lord? And so in realizing the nature of life as a gift, I wanted to be generous back to that gift giver. And so that's when I really felt like, yes, Lord, I will be your priest. And it was powerful, and that stays with me, obviously, to this day. And to experience the vocation of the priesthood as this deep personal call and gift. So I came back to the United States, and you might wonder, well, okay, how did you end up in Denver? You know, and well, before I'd gone to Bolivia, right before that, I came here on vacation, and before that, I stopped by my parents' house, kind of dumped my stuff in their basement. You know, maybe you've got young adult kids who have done that to you as well. And I, first of all, sought out, before coming on vacation to Colorado, that priest who had taught me in college at Marquette, that one class, that one waste-of-time class, as I thought about it. And I went back to thank Father Goronsky for his class, for how much it had meant to me, and how much it had started, really, this beautiful process of coming back to the Lord, of hearing from him about his call in my life. And in the blessing of being inspired to show him that gratitude, I mentioned that I was coming to Colorado, and he happened to say, oh, well, I happen to know Archbishop Chaput. I'm a friend of who was then the Archbishop of Denver, and I do retreat work for the seminary out there, and you should stop by and visit. And so I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds good. But of course, he was a crafty Jesuit, and so, you know, that day, you know, he emailed Archbishop Chaput and said, hey, you know, I've got a live one coming your way. You know? And so when I came here on vacation, I was emailed by Archbishop Chaput like just the next morning, and he's like, Matt, heard you're coming to Colorado. You know, why don't you come by and visit? You know, how about, you know, this Friday, 2 p.m.? You know, really pinned me down. And I had a great conversation with Archbishop Chaput, got to see the seminary. But then I went on my way to Bolivia and had all of that experience. But when I came back, you know, I was discerning, where am I called to? And it just felt like the Lord was saying, go west. Go to Denver. Make that your home. And I heeded that. And it has been such an incredible blessing to be a priest here in the Archdiocese of Denver and a priest with you. And I think some things that stick out for me, you know, are all the people that helped me along the way in this discerning and this becoming a priest. People, well, like my father, like my coworkers, my mom's faith and intercession throughout that time. The people in Bolivia, all of these people, Father Goronsky in his scheming Jesuit ways and Archbishop Chaput in his boldness, all of them supported, proposed, and helped bring to fruition this call in my life. And I think that just points to how important it is for us all to see vocations of the priesthood as something that we are called to support and encourage by our lives, by our words, you know, by our prayers. At the end, I just look at our gospel today where Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. I remember a friend in seminary, Matthew Whitland, where once he was really discerning. In the end, he discerned married life, but I remember him saying, I know I'm called to give myself as a gift of love. I'm just trying to figure out how God wants me to do that. And that's true for all of us. And I'm so thankful how God has called me to do that, and I'm thankful for your love and support as a priest. A vocation comes from God, but it's so often supported, ratified, you know, by the body of Christ. And as our psalm says, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. And I do that for my vocation and the deep meaning, the deep joy that comes from being a priest. And yes, you know, a challenging life, but every life has its challenges. But it's just been so beautiful in these 15 years I've had as a priest, and I hope for many more years to serve the Lord. I encourage you to invite young men into considering, and the young men who are here, I encourage you to really, really discern the possibility of this call. It is a call that is a very wonderful gift to receive. And so that's why we have this campaign in the Archdiocese, called by name, and you'll see that there are hopefully these little cards in your pews. And what we're being asked to do is to submit names of faithful teenagers and young men from our parish, from our schools, who might, you know, be called to the priesthood. And, you know, what it is it's just to nominate them. And then Archbishop will send them a personal letter kind of congratulating them that somebody has seen something in you, and then invite them to come to different discernment events. And so it's a way, first of all, of honoring that faith at work in a young man's life, and then maybe inviting him into that possibility of the Lord's call. And so we have these cards that you can use. And when we have our collection at the offertory, if you've put a name and information there, you can drop it in the basket. You can also put it in the basket we have in our gathering space as well. There's also a QR code, and you can do that digitally. And it was in our Friday flock note as well. So thanks be to God for this great call. It has been a huge gift in my life. And I know the Lord wants to gift the church with many and more priests, and maybe all be a part of that through our encouragement, through our prayers, and through our invitation.